It's not we're keeping secrets, but it's not that matter. So we get a committee together, we meet a couple days, and we make decisions. I had a situation several years ago where I got a call from a reporter from the Cincinnati Enquirer newspaper telling me about a problem that was occurring in the Cincinnati service center. I'd never heard of the problem. The e-world is just different, and I would suggest that we really need to think about decision-making processes and the fact that we can't use that decision by committee. We've got to get the right people in the e-organizations, people that we're comfortable with, who've got judgment, know how to react. You don't make stupid decisions, you know, quick decisions, but we've got that the timeline's much shorter. People expect things to happen faster. And with us, because of the sensitivity and the public interest in the filing season, we got a problem for a few hours. It's going to be headlines on the business section of newspapers. And so we've really got to be prepared to rethink our decision-making processes.
One of the observations people have had about the e-world is actually in this interim phase, you have to run two processes. There's an electronic process and still a paper-based process. I'm curious, that's obviously true for the service. I'm wondering what the management challenges are of that.
It's actually not that much of a problem for us in the current structure because we actually process the electronic returns through the same system that the paper returns are processed in. We just get it all done faster. If there is an error, and less than 1% of electronic returns have errors on them in most years, if the same error resolution people would work that in one of our service centers, that would work it on a paper return. The difference is that if you're a director in a service center, and I spent some time in a service center, you'll have 2,000 people to deal with 10 million returns, and you'll have 20 people to deal with 5 million. You know? And so there's a lot of attention that has to be paid to the paper process because such a mechanical process. The electronic, it purrs. You got a problem, you got to solve it quickly, but it hums. And so it's a little different, but our folks have done this very well. They're processed in our processing centers, the same ones that process paper. Really hasn't proven a problem because they understand the importance of this to the future of the organization. It's key to our vision of where we're going to go as an organization, what we're going to do. That's understood, and so folks are able to manage both processes.
One of the things we've talked about is we've talked a lot about technology. As our citizens become more technologically savvy, what do you think that means for the relationship between them and the IRS in the future?
It's a challenge for us to keep up with the expectations because they expect if I can do this with my credit card company, if I can do this with my bank, then why can't I do this with my government agency, whether it be IRS or anyone else? And so I think we've really got a challenge to stay ahead of those expectations. One of the things I keep saying, how do we get to the point that we never allow the kids growing up today to ever learn how to do a paper return? So they never learn in the first place. And they would automatically look to do things electronically, to go for their information to our website.
How is this changing now and even in the future, the nature of employment at the IRS? In terms of the types of people and the types of skills it's looking for and using?
It is, we're making it pretty much a part of the day-to-day operation. We started off the conversation, we talked about the changing role in my job, and part of the pushing the operational piece out to the operating divisions and getting them more intimately involved in those, rather than me simply giving guidance out and the service centers then running the systems, to actually engage them. And there's actually, I gave short shift to that because it's actually a couple of things. My organization used to create the Electronic Tax Administration strategic plan. And I have a strategy and a policy organization. It's kind of a broad one. But each of our operating units, the wage and investment, the small business operating units, and so forth, they do the strategic plan now. As they're looking at what they want to accomplish right now, we're still working on the 2004 strategic plan. They're deciding what needs to be done. They're responsible for the relationship with their customer base. And I'm there to help develop corporate strategy and policy and to help them implement. But the needs of their customer base is now their responsibility. Now, they're learning to do that. We're helping them learn to do that. So they're going to decide what gets done, what the needs are that's going to be building the business cases. We'll help them deliver that, and then they will continue to operate it. So it's going to take a while to get to that point, but I think more and more, particularly at the management levels and at the headquarters levels of the organization, it's going to be part of everybody's job in the future to know what technology can do. And anytime they're thinking of solving a problem, part of the thought process is what can technology do to help me solve that?
What advice would you give to a young person interested in a career, perhaps in the IRS?
The government has some unique learning opportunities and some unique challenges that I think would help people even if they decide to go in the private sector. And one thing I emphasize to people thinking about it now is with the retirement system that the government now has, very much like the private sector, it's very easy to move in and out of government. I think it would be a great challenge, a wonderful opportunity, and I actually think if they'd tried, a lot of them would do like me, they would stay for a long time.
Well, that's a good stopping point. Terry, I'm afraid we're out of time. Jim and I want to thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. It's been great. If folks want to know more, they can go to irs.gov. And if you're an individual taxpayer, click on individual. It'll take you right to electronic services. And if you're a business, click on business. It'll take you there. And there's lots of information there.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Terry Lutz, Director, Electronic Tax Administration at the IRS. Be sure and visit us on the web at www.endowment.pwcglobal.com. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's very interesting conversation. Again, that's endowment.pwcglobal.com. This is Paul Lawrence. See you next week.